The Gemara on Daf Yud Zayin has a very famous Maimra, which was part of a Machlokes Rambam Ramban in defining what Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba is. But the statement of the Gemara is, Ha'olam Haba ein bai lai achila v'lai shtia. The world that is coming has neither food nor drink. And the Gemara continues, nor any other physical activity. Ela tzadikim yoshvim, rather tzadikim sit, va'atarisem bereshehem, and their crowns are on their heads, v'nenem miziv ashchina, and they enjoy from the glory of Hashem's presence. That is the definition of Olam Haba, says the Gemara. What does this mean? What does this mean? So we'll share two short ideas, one from the Kedushas Levi. Levi Yitzchak explains as follows. He says, Atara hi tanug. Atara, the crown, is a reference to pleasure. It's the thing that a person enjoys, luxuriates in. Va'atanug shel tzadikim hu bereshem. And for a tzadik who lives in an intellectual, sikhli world, the greatest enjoyment in the world for them is intellectual. Va'atarasem bereshem, the thing that they enjoy the most is intellectual.
Says,
beyond that, what does it mean? It doesn't just mean that they appreciate their intellectual pursuits more than their bodily pursuits, but that their enjoyment is in their Rosh. Who is the Rosh of a tzaddik?
Who is the Rosh?
Who? Who is the Rosh? The Rabbanu Shalom. You put a crown on the thing that you think is your melech, right? That you consider to be the most important. And in that way, v'atarasem b'roshem is a recognition, is an acquiescence of the Rabbanu Shalom v'ayashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz. The Rabbanu Shalom is going to be king over the world. And that is the enjoyment of a tzaddik, l'olam haba, that priorities are set straight. The thing that's most important is put first and foremost. That's the approach of the Berditcheva to this, v'atarasem b'roshem. But I saw as well, Rav Nachman in Likutei Moran, in Chof Aleph, Oizdal, it's a long piece in Likutei Moran, explains specifically what does it mean, v'atarasem b'roshem, as speaking to a intellectual concern that all of us have had at some point in time. And he writes as follows, or at least Rav Nassan writes, from Rav Nachman as follows. He says, Yeshnam muskalo sheheim amukim ma'od. There are many ideas that are very, very deep, that are very profound. Ve'ein ha'mayach yochal l'savlon. And the human capacity for thought cannot grasp it. Meaning it's beyond our capacity to understand. For example, k'goin inyin yediyah b'chira. Like the concept of divine foreknowledge and freedom of choice. There's lots and lots of explanations for how it works, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we're going to do, and yet we still have freedom of choice. But definitionally, it's paradoxical. Meaning, it is a paradox. It's a paradox. How could it be that we have freedom of choice if the Ribbono Shel Olam knows what I'm going to do every moment of every day? That is a paradox. Yes?
Yes.
It's a paradox. Yeah, it's paradoxical. This is not something that a person can fully grasp intellectually, because by definition, we can't understand what it means that Hashem knows something.
The general idea is that ultimately, really, as it's for the idea of the human being to think that there's free choice.
Yeah, so that's one chelik of the tshuva, right? Everything is existing in the world of perception. But right. we have perceptions in both directions, right? Meaning, however you want to be miyashiv it, we don't understand it completely. We certainly don't understand it completely. He says, so what does that mean? He says, and therefore this idea is, so to speak, outside of our brain. It's not something that we have assimilated, inculcated, understood. It's not something that I now understand, right? I don't chap it. I can't chap it because it's bigger than me. It's greater than me. It is a concept that is beyond my capacity to understand. He says, therefore it's called something that's michutz lamayach umakif hasarosh. It's not in my head, it's around my head. Right? It's not in, it's bouncing around, right? It's something that's like, in general, like I have a behekef, right? With a broad swoop, I can say something about it, But do I understand it? No. He says, "Va'aseichla apnimi mekabel chiyusay min amakif hazeh." Says Rav Nachman something very profound. He says, "But what we do understand derives its chiyus, its life, from these bigger ideas that we hold but don't understand, from the things that are bigger than us, that are makif. I have very broad understandings of things. I don't have details. I can't explain things well, but the details that I have." Of things that I do understand are drawn from these much grander, greater ideas that I struggle with, I'm incapable of understanding. By the way, we have this bichlal in life in general. There are many, many things that we are not zoche to understand fully, right? Any relationship that you have with another human being has layers and depths of profundity that we don't understand. Which is why people discover things about their spouses, right? 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years into marriage, people still learn more things about their spouse. And by the way, people also learn more things about themselves. But the general ideas that we have about ourselves, even though we don't understand them fully, do inform the things that we do understand, right? The bigger ideas that we don't fully grasp, that we don't have total clarity on, whatever we have of them, do inform the things that we do understand. He says, "V'zeh nikra atara." And that's called a crown. Because where does a crown sit? Around the head. It's around the head, right? Crown sits around the head. He says, "Ach la'asid lava." What does it mean, la'asid lava? In the world that is coming, one day it will be. Yisgaru l'tzadikim kolam uskalos halalu. We will understand these previously understood paradoxes.
The obscure principles.
Right. We're going to understand the things that are makif. He says, "V'chol ma shehaya ad achshav b'chinas makif yizgale b'fnim b'soch ha'moach v'aseichel." And all the things that were bouncing around our heads, that were surrounding our heads, we're going to understand in our heads. We're going to understand things that were previously completely paradoxical, that we were incapable of understanding in a deep, profound, and clear way. These things are now going to go from being around our heads to being in. That's what it means. V'atarasem Birosheim, not al roshem, birosheim. The crowns are going to go inside of your head. V'zelat v'atarasem birosheim. The crowns are going to go inside of our heads. Ma shehaya ad achshav b'chinas atara, that which was previously the crown surrounding, yeme achshav b'seich roshem, will be inside of our heads. It says v'az yitbatel etzlam b'chlal hageder ha'enishi, and then the limitations of humanity to understand things will disappear. And then we will, because of this great understanding, we will not have choice to choose to do evil. We will understand what is right and what is good. And at that point, we will appreciate our relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a much more profound and clear way. What Rav Nachman is effectively saying here is two very, very essential ideas. I mean, there's a lot more, but two very essential ideas. The one is that understanding the nature of a paradox, or that there is a paradox, has value, right? People saying, it's impossible to understand, and therefore I will not try to understand it, is meaningless, right? A person should absolutely try to understand. Because the more that we attempt to understand it, the more that the nature of that paradox informs the other things that we can achieve and that we can think about. Thinking about these things in a very deep and very profound way is important, even though we don't understand them. La'asid lava, when we finally do understand, when the limitations of our intellect crumble, and we do have the capacity to understand it, then we'll be able to hold it in our brains, whatever our brains will be at that point in time. But the quest to understand it previous to that is not for naught. That's called a atara. That's a crown that surrounds our heads. We should attempt to understand the things that we categorically, definitionally, do not understand, and then at the point in time that we can understand them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will open our eyes, open our minds, and open our hearts, and we'll be able to understand those things as well. So this is Rav Nachman, is pshat in Va'atarasem Bereshehem. Our crowns will be in our heads, not just on our heads, not surrounding our heads, but inside of them, we'll finally understand the paradoxical nature of our existence, and the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be. Rav Chanan ben Akash amar Rav Kodesh Baruch Hu zakh shol fi khir bolam tarmis shnema adnay khos man tzidkay yagdil tar viyad kadish der rabanan.